Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hello, Tanika. This is Chet Howell calling from Sandpoint, Idaho. There's a charge on my credit card statement that I'm not that I can't recall. I wondered if you could help me out.
Okay, can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I have an account for you?
83864.
And what is your first and last name again?
Chester Howell.
And that zip code was 83864?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to get you to do for me, sir, is spell your first name for me.
Chester.
Okay. Now, can you spell your last name, please?
Howell.
Okay. And Mr. Howard, I did locate an account for you for security purposes. Can you verify the address, please?
1613 Sequoia Street, Sandpoint, Idaho.
Thank you for the information. All right. And I do see we're back on March the 1st. Where you did the contest entry ticket to receive the tablet.
I did the what? Tickets?
Contest entry ticket to receive the tablet. And you paid the shipping and handling, yes, the charge of $7.95, sir?
The charge I'm questioning is $56.95. Shipping and handling for what? A tablet.
Yes, sir. That was for a contest entry ticket, sir, to receive the tablet.
Oh. So was a tablet shipped or what?
No, sir. When you purchased that, it didn't tell you you was going to actually get the tablet. It was a entry ticket to go in the drawing. So that amount of $56.95 you are calling about, that is a recurring charge, and that is a monthly charge for the tablet.
Monthly charge for the tablet?
Yes, sir. For the
tablet that I
entry.
Didn't get. Tablet that I didn't get?
Well, sir, we actually have people who have won that tablet.
Yeah.
We have people who have won that tablet before. And only paid that monthly. Mm-hmm.
Only paid what?
That amount of the $56.95. It was a contest entry ticket.
That was an entry ticket.
Yes, sir. It was an entry ticket.
Oh. Well, I don't have any recollection of that, but I can't imagine paying $56.95 for an entry ticket to win an iPad?
Yes, sir.
To win it, a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to contest that. That's utterly ridiculous.
So you don't remember this purchase?
No, I don't.
Okay, so are you stating that someone places order without your knowledge?
I'm saying I have no knowledge of it. That's correct.
You don't remember the charge of $7.95?
No, I don't remember that either. I don't see a $7.95 charge. Oh, I do too. Yeah, March 1st. $7.95 charge.
Yes, sir. $7.95 charge.
Yeah. And then $56.95 on the 7th of March.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what did you say? That's a monthly charge?
Yes, sir.
To do what?
It was for the drawing for a tablet.
A drawing monthly? Every month you're going to charge me that?
Yes, sir. That was a monthly charge.
Huh?
Yes, sir. That was a monthly charge for the entry ticket to receive the tablet.
Which I didn't receive.
Well, we actually have people who have won that tablet before, sir. So you could
okay,
be
but
a
you're
winner.
You're going to charge me $56.95 for the possibility of winning a one-time drawing for an iPad?
Yes, sir. This is what you did online, sir.
Online?
Yeah, you don't remember this? You stated you...
No, I don't.
So you just see the charge of $7.95. You don't remember that purchase?
Nope. I see it on my credit card statement and also the $56.95.
Okay,
I have no knowledge of doing that.
Okay.
Whatsoever.
Well, sir, it looks like this might be a fraud call. You're stating that you didn't place this order. You don't have no knowledge of placing an order for buying nothing for $7.95. So what I'm going to do for you, sir, I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department. I'm going to get this canceled for you, okay? And what I'm going to do is just cancel this account out, and I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department so that they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your knowledge and your authorization. I just want to make sure. Uh-huh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Are you going to reverse these charges?
Okay, well, sir, at this point, you're stating that you didn't place this order. It's nothing I can do now. I will have to transfer you over to fraud. You're stating that you didn't do this. You don't have any knowledge of this, sir.
No, I don't.
Okay. And as I stated, I'm going to get this account canceled for you. I just want to make sure that you are aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously. And we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I want to make sure that you don't remember the shipping and handling charge of $7.95.
No, I do not remember that. And I do not have any memory of any $56.95, which... apparently was an automatic charge or something? Monthly?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, no. No, 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 no. Do I need to call my credit card company as far as fraud is concerned?
Okay, well, as far as this being fraud, sir, you're stating that you didn't place this order. You don't have no knowledge of buying nothing online for $7.95. I'm just going to transfer you over to our fraud department, and you can speak with them about these charges on your account. You're stating you didn't do this and someone else placed this order, correct?
I have no idea who may have placed it. I don't have any knowledge of it.
Okay. Okay, what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to the fire department, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Sir, give me 1 second. I'm going to get you transferred over to fraud, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hold for me.
I want the charges reversed.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you still there? It sounds like I was put out into outer space.
Yes, sir. Give me a second. I'm going to transfer this call. Please do not hang up the line. Someone from the fire department will pick up, okay?
Hopefully.
Okay, so they're going to pick up right now. Just hold and please don't hang up. And thank you for calling customer support. Hold on the line.